Blaine Gabbert, let's see, let me make sure I get this exactly right. Blaine Gabbert was took most of the reps today. He was limited in some areas, but he did a little bit better job than yesterday, threw some different concepts for him. But Blaine, Justin, and Will Rackley are all questionable. Roy, Jeremy Mincy, Stephen Burton are all probable for us. But we're encouraged with what we saw from Blaine. I thought he took steps in the right direction, but it is too early. It may go all the way up until Sunday pregame until we get a chance to see him and how he does in that. So important to see how he comes out the next couple of days. Met with the doctor last night. He was really pleased with his progress. Said he's not 100%, may have some soreness in his hand, but like I mentioned before, it can't get any worse. So he'll just have to deal with that little bit of pain.
If he doesn't start, is he definitely inactive?
We would probably go in that direction. Yes, we would.
Gus, what's the update on Mercedes? I'm sorry if I missed that.
Mercedes is out right now.
Okay.
He's out.
What challenges does that present for you?
Well, it's just, if there's any bright side in this injury is that it happened early, and we got a chance to get those two guys in there and get a lot of reps for them. So, those guys have done a nice job picking it up, and, we'll make a decision as far as who's up and who's down off of those two remaining guys.
Superman was getting worked on when we were out there.
Yeah, he had tightness in his leg, so we just decided to hold him out.
So he did not practice at all?
No, he practiced. He practiced. We just, at the very end, he felt some tightness, so we said, okay, you're good.
He'll go Sunday.
Yeah, he should, yes.
What's the most important thing defensively? Is it putting pressure on Alex Smith? Is it stopping Jamal Charles?
Yeah, there's a combination. If you're looking at the run game, then it's protecting the edges. And obviously a guy that rushed for 1,500 yards poses a threat, so we're well aware of him. Alex does a great job managing the game and the short passing game and being able to stay on top with the shots they take. So, there's concepts based off of what they've done and how they've been effective. So the things that we've seen on film, we got to make sure we're real effective at defending. There's always going to be one or two or three things that pop up, and then we got to be able to react to those.
Has Burton rebounded from Wednesday?
Yes, he has.
See a bigger role for him.
Yeah, he's we're really challenging him. He's a guy that will be right on that edge whether we have him active or not. But every day he got better. Every day he got better. I think it just, to the heat and the acclimating to it was one of his issues the first day, but he seems to have fought through it.
How did Rackley look as the week went on?
Better. Feels more and more confident every day. So, yeah, we got our fingers crossed on him. We'll see more what happened today in the training room.
Who's your kick returner right now?
Still undecided. We were looking at it today. A lot of it will depend. I mean, it could be Todman. We have some feelings about him. Could be Burton.
Denard?
More Todman or Burton.
How disappointing is it? You guys have been relatively injury-free throughout training camp, but going into this first game and now you possibly don't have your starting quarterback.
Well,
that
happens. That's where the guys got to be ready, and that's the challenge. That's going to be every week from here on out, in the NFL. So guys will step up, and more times than not, if it does happen, that's what happens. The guy will step up and will make plays for you. So, that's why we practice and we make sure the twos get reps.
How have you seen Reisner respond in these last couple of days?
Very well. I think he's really what we're talking about as far as trying to maximize a guy and not be, all the distractions that come into play for these guys. He really had a clear mind, concentrated on getting better and better, maximized himself, and he's put himself in this position. It's a cool story, I think.
Why no Denard at kickoff?
Just because of, I think it depends on what happens with Burton. If Burton's down or inactive, then you can see Denard.
Okay.
Then you can see Denard.
And then secondly, for you personally, what is this? I mean, are you excited?
Your
first game as a head coach?
I
know you're always excited, but is this something different?
Yeah. No, I just told the team. I said, here's the reason why I'm excited. I'm excited to see them play. That's what I'm excited for. Not for me, but for them. I mean, here's guys, Sip going out there for the first NFL game, Todman going out there. I can't wait to see Puz go out there and, in a new defensive scheme for him. you know, Mojo, all the things he's gone through. I mean, how can't you be excited to watch these guys? So that's where my excitement comes from.
Any chance you'll have butterflies, nerves, or whatever?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I think all of our guys, you know, we try to calm it down the best we can. But, you know, yeah, I think it's a nervous excitement for them.
You talk about daily improvement, competition, et cetera. Do you ever talk about wins and losses with your guys?
Well, again, winning it to us is if everybody maximizes themselves. If they get to their highest potential, to us, that's a win. Now, we trust that if we do that with everybody, then the result will come our way. So first we have to do that.
So you don't have a PowerPoint in your deal saying, well, when if?
No.
We've talked, obviously, about Maurice throughout camp, and you guys have managed him. Now that it's here, how do you feel like he's
good.
Ready for something?
He is. He's doing really good. I tell you what, his diet, what he's done with his diet, how he eats, how he hydrates, all those things, he is in full goal right now. I mean, he started last week. We're, you know, really strict in how he's doing things. And I just talked to him today, and he said he really, really feels good. Really feels good.
Ideally, how many touches would you like to see him
get? Oh, I don't know. You know, that'd be a better question for Jed. I know he's in our plans, but I think situations will, you know, present themselves. But I'd like to see him carry the ball. I think he's, you know, he's ready to go. He's ready to go.
Captains?
Yes, Puz, Meester, and Josh Scobie.
Landslide vote?
No, you know what? There are a lot of people that got votes on in all of them. Josh, you know, got quite a few of the votes on special teams, which, you know what, I guess that's right? Because who's established himself as a core special teams player. But on the other side, offense and defense, you know, quite a few guys got votes. They have votes on those sides.
Do you think it's a problem when your quarterback's not a captain?
No.
No?
No. You know, I think, to me, what I told them is these guys are captains. You voted for them. Obviously, we have an open-door policy. If there's issues, come and talk to me. You know, but those guys represent you in many ways. They're loyal to you. When you're hurting, they're hurting with you. When you're happy, they're happy. Or you're happy, they're happy with you. You know, that's more the leadership we're looking for. And then also to help send the message that we are as coaches.